All right, Exodus chapter 20. Please stand out of love and respect for the Word of God. Exodus chapter 20. Follow along while I read here. And once again, going over these Ten Commandments. Of course, we're going to be getting into commandment number 5 tonight. This is a really good one. So I'm going to read here. I'm going to pray. And then I'm going to ask a favor. Ooh. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. The people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. All right, here's the favor. If you are 0 to, let's go 21, okay? 20, or 20, how about that? 0 to 20, all right? All you 0 to 20s, look at me, okay? Here's my favor. Don't turn me off, okay? I'm going to say some tough things. I'm going to say some difficult things. But they're things that you need to hear, okay? So leave your ears on. Leave your hearts open. And at least listen. I'm going to be sharp. I'm going to punch you a little bit with words, okay? All right? So don't turn me off. Okay, that's the favor, all right? Okay, good. All right, here we go. To this point, we've studied how man deals with God. These first 4 commandments, okay? What do we have to have right in this world above everything else? Our relationship with God, okay? Because listen, if that's out of whack, nothing ain't right, all right? And yes, I love using English badly. It just makes me feel good. So we've dealt exclusively with that. And now we're going to begin with, okay, we're getting our relationship right. We're not serving any other gods. We're not making any graven images. We're not bowing down ourselves. We're keeping the Sabbath. We're following God's commands. We're doing what God wants us to do. We're lining up with what he wants in our lives. Now we got to deal with mankind. And very appropriately, very, very, very appropriately, God deals with the one of the most important human relationships that we have here on this earth. Mom and dad. Mom and dad. And you know what, folks? We've got to have a right relationship with mom and dad. It's so very important. So now we're dealing with God, Pastor. That's right. That's good. But now, okay, we're going to deal with mankind. Well, how do I deal with my best friend? Or how do I deal with the kids at school? Or how do I deal with this? Or how do I deal with that? Or how do I deal with my boss? And how do I deal? Okay. Yeah. All those things are great. But on the top of God's list of dealing with relationships as it comes down to commandments of His, mom and dad are the first one. First one. Guess what? It wasn't by chance. It's on purpose. And it's the first one on purpose. These commandments are for us to follow. In respect to our relationship with fellow man, our relationship with mom and dad is very and most important. We've got to have the right relationship with our parents. Hey, let me just give you a little information. Most of this is pointed toward the kids tonight and young people. But can I tell you something? Moms and dads don't turn me off. Okay, grandmas and grandpas don't turn me off, because it still matters in your life too. Okay, now. Young people, think about this. When it comes time for you later in life to begin to be interested in young men or young ladies, okay, appropriately, all right, here's some rule of advice that people often give to teenagers or college-age kids as they're looking for whom God would have them to marry, okay? Guess what they tell them? Girls, watch how he treats his... Oh, because that's how he's going to treat you. Okay? Guys, watch how she treats her mom and dad. Okay? That you should be careful about that. Because you know what? So why do people give that advice? Because it's true. Hey, guess what? Because it's one of God's commandments. He says, honor thy father and thy mother. He says that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. This is something critical. This is something very important. Now, as we get into this idea, as we deal with relationships between mankind and us, we need to make sure that the right thing is done concerning mom and dad. Without honor to parents, you cannot have fellowship with God. Think about this. What do we call God? Our Father. If we're not willing to treat our earthly father right, why would we treat God right? Okay? Now, listen to me. I understand circumstances. And I understand that moms and dads are not perfect. And I'm even going to understand that moms and dads have hurt their children. Some willingly and knowingly, and some ignorantly. Okay? I'm willing to admit all of that. But do you understand that what people do to us doesn't mean that we can't do right to them? Do you understand that? That's a principle. Hey, if people wrong you, what are we supposed to do? Wrong them back. No. Hate them forever. No. Write them off. No. We're supposed to forgive them, love them, pray for them, be kind to them, be an example to them. Be a testament. I can throw more out if you want. So our world says
If you have an awful mom or an awful dad, just write them out of your life. It's not what God says. We need to make sure we have a right relationship. Young people, I know that your moms and dads don't always make the right decisions. Do you know how I know that? Because most of you are my kids. A large percentage over here is my children. All right? And I don't make the right decisions all the time. Hey, can you believe this, church? I get it wrong sometimes. No. Do you know that I've yelled at the wrong kid? I have. Not because I didn't know which one it was. I've punished the wrong kid. You know that? And you know what? Some of the kids, don't shake your head over there. I'm going to talk about you in a minute. Some of them get off scot-free without me punishing them because they're sneaky. Yeah, you, Frederick. I know who you are. Huh? Fredrickson. Okay, whatever, yeah. The guy from Up. Doesn't he look like the guy from Up? The little old man? He got it. He totally got it. Huh? Yeah, okay. I'm Mr. Fredrickson. All right. So, that's all you got to think about the rest of the message. But listen to me. If you just say, well, I've got a terrible mom, I've got a terrible dad, I'm never going to do anything that they say or learn anything. Wait a minute. How is that going to work out in your life? The Bible says to honor thy father and thy mother. He says that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. There is nothing in this verse or the subsequent verses that we're going to talk about that have anything to do with whether mom or dad are right or wrong. Nothing. It doesn't say honor them if they're right. It doesn't say honor them if they're wrong. It doesn't say that. That qualification doesn't exist. So what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to honor them. Now, does honoring mean that you like what they do? No, not necessarily. Does honoring them think that you, that or just automatically say that you agree with what they do? No, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with a principle. Can I tell you something? Right now, in our country, we have a president. Okay? I am not very fond of our president on a personal level. Okay? I don't agree with his policies. I don't agree with the things that he's doing. I don't agree with how he conducts himself. I probably don't agree with anything that he does or is. But can I tell you something? That doesn't mean he shouldn't be honored as the president. And I know that's tough. Okay? Because I don't think he's a very nice guy. And I don't think he's a very good man. But can I tell you something? He is still the president. Okay? And just because of that position, we're to give him honor. All right, do you understand? Does that make sense? Does that help? Okay? So, folks, you don't have to agree. And listen, I so understand. There have been some extremely grievous things done by parents to children. I get it. And I'm not excusing those things. But I want you to get the heart and the sense of what God's commandment means to us. It's a commandment, as it says in Ephesians, if you would like to go there, you can. You probably have it memorized. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother. Then in parentheses it says this, which is the first commandment with promise. What's the promise? That it may be well with thee, right? The long days, all those things. Absolutely. And he repeats it, Paul does, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Now he does give some advice to fathers. Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Now, this again is not a exception, you know, if your father doesn't, or if your father does provoke you, then you don't have to honor him. No. It's just, we need to make sure we fathers and mothers are doing the right thing by our children. That's important, okay? But let me just paint to you this way. If in the generation of mankind, if grandfathers treat their children right, and then they learn to treat their children right, and they learn to treat their children right, what's going to happen as we go on through history then? Then the kids are going to learn how to respond correctly, subsequently, etc., because there's this thing passed down. It's a right relationship. So this relationship with the family. Listen, what's the first institution that God made up? The family, not the church. No, the family. Mom and dad and kids. That's the first institution. It's important. Guess what? Dad has his place in the family. Mom has her place in the family. Kids have their place in the family. Each one needs to be in their place. So just as a word of wisdom to you, if you want honor and honoring of parents to be something that people do out of natural things, then everybody needs to be in their lane. Everybody needs to be in their place. Mom needs to be in her place. Dad needs to be in his place. Kids need to be in their place. You get those things out of order, you got chaos. And you have no groundwork and no foundation for honor. Because things are degraded and destroyed. In the Lord's program, there's a special relationship between the family. The parents are to care for their children. Teach them, train them, nourish them, discipline them. Yes, children, I said discipline them. That is important. Children are to honor their parents. If the parents are neglectful to their duties, the children are still to honor their parents. What? That's not fair. You mean if mom and dad don't feed you, you still need to honor them? Flora doesn't understand this. When she's hungry, she wants to eat. And if you don't feed her, she gets mad at you. Yeah, she does. She will learn. Okay? Now, if the parents don't do their part, guess what, children? You're still supposed to honor their parents. Now, does it make it easier, kids, to honor mom and dad when things are going well and everything is in order? Yeah. But let me give you a little bit of a spoiler alert, okay? Things are not always going to go well. What are you going to do when they don't? What are you going to do when you're falsely accused or falsely punished or mom and dad make a bad choice? Hey, listen, I'll tell you, one of the worst days of my life, and it's something I regret. I've already apologized and made it right with my dad. I remember being a teenager, early teens, and I'm the eldest, the perfect child of the family, okay? Oh, I'm sorry. That's perfect for me. Okay, now, my dad, I don't even remember the complete circumstance. My dad came home and somehow decided that I was responsible for something that happened and I was to be punished. But the truth was, it wasn't me. So he went to punish me, and I decided I wasn't going to let that happen. So I fought him. And I got away from him. And then I immediately regretted it. You say, what did he do? Nothing. He let me alone. And from that point, until we got it right, until I got it right, he treated me differently. I had broken that relationship. But you were right, Pastor. Doesn't matter. That hurt my dad. And it hurt our relationship. Because I didn't respond correctly to the situation. You said, but it wasn't fair that he was doing that. Didn't matter. And you know what? That hurt me and it hurt him until I got that right. Until that circumstance was mended and that honor was restored, the relationship was bad. That's what happens, kids. You need to have a good relationship with your parents. Hey, adults, this is not just for the kids. Some of us have things in our relationships with our parents that we need to get right. You say, but they won't. Doesn't matter if they won't. You can. You can get it right. You can mend it. You can get it to where it needs to be. Each family member has a duty to the other that is entirely based on their relationship to God and obedience to His command. You know what? God designed the family. Does He want mom and dad against the kids and kids against mom and dad? No. Does He want mom against dad, dad against mom? No. Does He want mom and the kids ganging up on dad? No. Does He want dad and the kids ganging up on mom? No. He wants it to be harmonious. He wants it to be in tune. He wants it to be right. Because it pictures our relationship with Him. We are His children. He is the Father. This is why this commandment is so important in our lives. If we're going to be right with God, we have a duty to God, and we have a duty to our family, to our parents, to our children, to our grandparents. This God put this a thing about honoring parents. We're supposed to honor them. God says, their parents, honor them. Hey, you know what? You didn't get to choose your parents. And really, for all intents and purposes, your parents didn't get to choose you. Okay? Now, I wouldn't change anything when it comes to my kids. But 8 girls in a row is just kind of ridiculous. And I love all of them. I wouldn't trade any one of you for a boy. And I wouldn't. Any one of you. Which ones are mine? That one, that one, that one. No, but you know, no, we didn't get to choose. Oh, we would like a mild-tempered, you know, slightly handsome, strong young boy here. That's what we want in this number slot of kids. We didn't get to choose. Okay? I didn't go to Walmart and walk down the baby aisle and just say, you know, yeah, I like this one. Shake it a little bit. Oh, this one's rattling. Let's put it back. Nope, that one's got nothing in its head. We didn't get to pick. And you didn't get to pick your parents. But guess what? God placed us together in our homes for a purpose. And who are we to defy God and His commandment? Are there conditions? No conditions. It just says honor them. Honor them. Now, you say, okay, what about Jesus? Well, Jesus is the firstborn. He's the perfect child. See, this is a good thing. We can put this in the message. No. In Luke chapter 2, there's a small recording here of Jesus' life as a child. About 12 years old. His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. It says when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey and they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintance. They thought he went with the cousins. Okay? That's what that means. Now, when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, that's a long time, okay? You know, if one of my kids is missing, we find out pretty quickly. But they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors and both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they, his parents, saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? You see, see, Pastor, Jesus was being disrespectful or dishonoring to his parents. No, no, he wasn't. It says, Behold, thy father and I, Mrs. Mary speaking, I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? See, he's talking back to his mom. No, he's not talking back to his mom. He's just asking her a question. He said, Mom, let me just give you the paraphrase here, okay? He said, Mom, remember, I'm Jesus. You know, the angel, the Holy Spirit thing. You know, Virgin Mary. Remember, Mom? I have a business. I have a job to do. The angel told you that I have a job to do. You should have understood that I was here. Now, he wasn't being sassy. He wasn't being disrespectful to his mother. He was just kind of reminding her that he had something to do that his heavenly father directed him to do. He says here, and they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. Now, here's where we understand this thing about honoring the parents. He realized that they didn't understand what was going on. That they were emotionally attached and emotionally concerned with his well-being. He had been missing from them. He knew where they were, but they didn't know where he was for 3 days. But this is what Jesus does. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. End of story. He didn't fuss and fume. He didn't argue. He went with them and was subject unto them. Mary kept all these sayings in her heart. And then one of my favorite verses in the Bible says this, And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. You know, that also means favor with his parents. Because that's one of the relationships we're talking about, right? With these commandments. So Jesus is our example. I'm sure that Mary and Joseph didn't do everything right all the time. How would you like to have a perfect child? Okay? And I do jest about being perfect, folks. Okay? I'm not. But how'd you like to be the parent of the Son of God? All your mistakes would be exposed. That'd be rough, wouldn't it? Yeah. But Jesus was subject unto them. We understand that Jesus took care of his family, he took care of his mother. At the cross, while he's dying for the sins of the world, while he's being crucified, beaten, he has the consciousness enough to have someone care for his mother in his physical absence. To honor thy father and thy mother means more than just to respect. It means to obey. It means to esteem. And it means to treat them properly and correctly. Now, kids, let me say something to you here. All of us human beings have times where we get frustrated. Times that we lash out in anger. Times where we say things that we shouldn't say. Guess what? Moms and dads do it, but kids do it too. And here's the thing. The Bible in this commandment doesn't ever say that we can't mess up. But what the principle is that if we do mess up, we need to make it right. Remember what 1 John 1:9 says? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to restoring the relationship. as a child of the Heavenly Father? Are we going to do things in our lives that dishonor Him? Yes. Does that mean we're going to have a short life? Not necessarily. But what can we do? We can make it right. What could I do with my dad? And as far as I know, my dad and I have a good relationship. But do you understand something? It wouldn't be that way if I never made it right. I mean, this lets you know something here. Who was it the other day that says they're a people watcher? One of the camp speakers. Oh, but yeah, Brother Bo. I'm a people watcher too. But I'm also a people listener. Okay, I listen to people. Okay, I hear things that people don't think I hear. All right? But I do. Kids, I know how you talk to your moms and dads. And guess what? I also know this. I was a Christian school principal for 16 years. Okay? I know. And I know how you treat your brothers and sisters, and I know how you treat other people. I know the things that you say. Hey, listen, you think nobody's around. And guess what? I don't know. I guess my ears just pick it up. And my fleshly instinct is to come over there and squish you. Okay? Because you shouldn't be talking to your mom and dad like that. I mean, when I'm in the supermarket, or who calls it that anymore? When I'm at K. Roger, I'll hear somebody, I'll see some kid mistreating their parent. And I just want to go, what? Because it's wrong. God says we're supposed to honor them. We're supposed to obey. We're supposed to hold them in high esteem. How many of you kids think your parents are completely clueless? You know what the number one thing kids say? You don't understand. I'm sorry, can I just be really, really bold right here? You're stupid. Yeah. No, they do understand. Hey, they've been all the ages that you've ever been at some point in their life. And you know what? If they were probably honest, they probably said that to their mom or their dad. So just get it, okay? They do understand. They do know. And if they don't, instead of rebelling against them, why don't you tell them? Why don't you share with them? You know why? Because you don't hold them in high regard. You don't hold them in high esteem. One of the things that I have to deal with as a dad is making sure that my kids know that I'm smarter than they are. I am. I've done a lot of things in my life. Now, again, am I perfect? No. But you know what? If kids would honor their father, honor their mother, they wouldn't say, well, mom, dad, you're dumb. And I know more than you. And, oh, it won't happen to me. Well, you know, that happened to so-and-so. Well, it won't happen to me. Yes, it will happen to you. Listen to them. They're trying to help you. They're trying to tell you. But we've got to understand these things. Hey, check this out. God has given us a whole book of examples. Good and bad. Guess who knows all about us, our life, and life's choices? Our Heavenly Father. Guess who's smarter than us? Our Heavenly Father. Guess who's to be held in high regard and high esteem? Heavenly Father. Guess who's the picture of that here on this earth for us? Our earthly fathers and mothers. You understand, folks, this thing of honoring thy father and thy mother is so very important. By accepting our parents' authority, we accept the authority of God in our lives. I do. You know, my mom and dad are in their later 60s now. You know, I still honor them. Now, I don't always follow their advice, but can I tell you something? I do consider them. I do ask them what they think about things. That's a sign of honoring them. You know, just because they're older doesn't mean that they're not very smart. No, you've got to be smart to get old. You do. And you've got to be tough to get old. Getting old's not for wimps. You know, the weak die early. You know, it's just, that was tough. I'm sorry, anybody, if I offended you. They might know a few things. The old saying when I was a kid, they've been around the block a few times. So ask them what it's like. Instead of treating them poorly, seek their advice and wisdom. Pray for your mom and dad. Don't raise your hands. How many of you kids, teenagers, young adults, and everybody else in here that has living parents on this earth, how often do you pray for your parents? Or let me just put it to you a little bit more boldly. When's the last time you prayed for your parents? Yikes. Something we ought to consider. Spend time with them. You say, oh, they're supposed to spend time with me. Why don't you spend time with them? Why don't you show them that you want to be with them? You know, there are times where moms and dads are just really busy. They're trying to care for a lot of things. And they inadvertently, that means they don't mean to, forget about their kids. Instead of getting upset with them and rebelling against them, and showing disdain and displeasure to them, why don't you show them how much you want to be with them? How much you love them. And say, hey, mom, dad, I know it's been busy. Is there some time that we can spend together? I guarantee you no one in this room has ever asked that question to their parents. Or almost no one. But why not? We need to honor our parents. There's a promise of blessing to those who obey this promise, that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. By honoring our parents, we'll escape a good deal of sin and hurt in our lives. Yeah, we will. By honoring our parents, we'll have God's good pleasure on us in our lives. Obedience to God and obedience to our parents always produces blessings. In the long run of things, that's what matters, isn't it? In the end, God wants us to live this way. One of the best ways to prove our love for God is to follow His commandments. And what is one of His commandments? Honor thy father and mother. In 1 Samuel 15, God said this. Well, Samuel did through God, or God through Samuel. Sorry, got that backwards. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, He hath also rejected thee from being king. You see, what does that have to do with my relationship with my parents? A lot. It has a lot to do with it. Now, let's wind this up. Take your Bibles and turn to 2 Timothy. We'll get to this in here and finish up here. In Romans chapter 1, Paul talks about the wicked. It says, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of all of evil things, disobedient to parents. Folks, this is a list of bad things. Very, very bad things. Things that I don't even want to explain to you what they mean because they're really bad. If you want to know, get your dictionary out and look them up. He says, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them and do them. He says, they know the end of it. They know the judgment. They know what's coming. And they do it anyways. Who's in this list? Disobedient to parents. People that are disobedient to their parents are in this list of vile, horrible, wicked, ungodly criminals. You say, disobedience to parents is not that bad. It's in the list. Wow. Okay, there in 2 Timothy, look at chapter 3, verse 1. Here we are, folks. This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Now, Paul wrote this almost 2,000 years ago. Guess where we are? Closer to the last days than Paul was, by about 1900 years or so. Okay? In the last days, perilous times shall come. They're here. God gave them, oh no, that's the wrong verse. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Oh yes. Yes, 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 our society is. Hey, hey, even Christians are covetous. Yep. Hey, in our study on Sunday mornings, they were all covetous. Boasters. Proud, blasphemers, doggone it, disobedient to parents. There it is again. Why? Why in these lists of horrible things is disobedient to parents? Because it is a horrible thing. God says in the list of commandments, etched into stone, brought down from the smoking mount, honor thy father and mother. Hold them in high esteem. Love them. How do we show love? Keep the commandments. Obey. Reverence, regard. How do you look at mom and dad? Are they your enemy? Or are they your parents? Do you love them? Do you respect them? Do you obey them? Do you care for them? Hey, one of the reasons why I have 12 kids is that my chances are better of being taken care of when I'm old. Maybe one of them will love me enough to take care of me. I hope. Which one of you is going to take care of me? Yadira, you're going to take care of me? No, she's not? Okay. Who? Noah? Noah, will you take care of me? He's not even my kid. I bet you he would, wouldn't you? Yeah, maybe. Okay. Oliver? Yeah, I don't know. Mr. Fredrickson? Okay. All right. I think I've said enough. Do you get it? I know it's simple. I do, but I hope I've worked hard to belabor the point. This is so important. It is the first commandment having to deal with our human relations, and God just so happens to choose this one. Could he have put thou shalt not kill before this one? Thou shalt not covet? Thou shalt not bear false? Yeah, he could have put any of those there, but he didn't. He put this one right after the four to talk about how we're supposed to deal with him, our Heavenly Father. Unquestionably, our world is at this last day's place. Just look around, folks. How does general society treat parents? Awful. All the TV programming? Awful. The devil hates the family. The devil hates the leadership and the representation of the Father that God has designed. The devil hates that God has put mom into a place. The devil hates that God has put children into a place in the home. The devil hates the decency. The devil hates the order that God has designed. And he's trying to mix it all up and mess it all up and blow it all up. And he's succeeding. Don't do this. If you were to look at any of these so-called cartoons, any of these so-called sitcoms or comedy shows, they're blowing up the family left and right. Dad's an idiot. Mom's in charge. The kids are smarter than both of them. It's ridiculous. Horrible. Honor thy father and mother.